880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Wow, do I feel bad for everybody out there in traffic. We're dry. We're having a great time here on Freedom Business. And boy, do we have a great show for you. So kick back, relax. The person that cut you off, that's their problem. Don't make it your problem. We're going to talk about the South Florida apartment market. We're going to talk about why everything is growing here in South Florida. That's going to be our CCIM special. And then we're going to start the show off with Sandy Abbott, the queen of Constant Contact. So stick with us. Want to welcome the Marlins back as sponsors to the show. D, take us out. Bring us back soon. This is going to be great.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, everybody, you don't have to be a world-class athlete. See, I'm going to pick up the energy now, D. We got to keep it rolling now. You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, diving right in, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. And by now, you know what that means. It means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry. You know, they're your friends too. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. You know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
This is right. The Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. And if you think I'm hot, wait till you hear Sandy Abbott. She is the Cafecito queen of constant contact marketing. Sandy, welcome back to the show. Sandy, you're on.
I'm sorry.
That means you talk into the microphone.
I'm sorry. I was looking at my phone. I have my mobile phone with me, and I was kind of, you know, caught up doing emails and social.
Well, that's what everybody's busy doing. How does somebody break through the clutter on that?
Well, let me tell you, people look at their phone 200 times a day.
Yeah, including when they're in traffic in front of me.
And when they're on the show, too.
You're so cute.
But no, seriously, mobile phones are an extension of ourselves. It's something that many of us are addicted to. And as much as we are on it, do we really think about how it impacts our business? So that's what I want to talk to you about today, how mobile marketing is impacting your business.
You know, I was talking to Johnny, Social Media 305, cheap plug, who runs my social, and we were talking about modifying the website so it was better on mobile media, which I think people use a lot more than what's sitting in front of on their desktop usually, right?
Well, it's called web responsive. You want your website to navigate differently on a phone, because if it navigates the way it does on a website, people aren't going to look at it. You don't have the time to scroll back and forth. So if you make it web responsive, it acts like a app.
Yeah, I mean, I said to Johnny, I need an app. He says, no, you don't. You need to be better on a phone. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, ask Sandy.
Yes, you want to make sure that your website is web responsive. And if you're working with a top-of-the-line web designer or even just on WordPress, if you're using the latest themes, a lot of them are web responsive now. And if not, you ought to look into that.
Yeah, I am. And Johnny's just being short on me a little bit. But we're really going to goose up the web page. But we're going to goose up my email marketing. Let's talk about that in a couple of minutes because you're hosting an event soon. Tell me a little bit about the event.
Well, it's all about mobile marketing. It's how mobile impacts your business and your marketing. So we're going to talk about web responsive. We're going to talk about how to tweak your emails to get the best response. And I've got some scary statistics about mobile marketing. Scary if you're not doing it right, and really exciting if you are taking advantage of it, because you can get more business and more traffic just by being mobile friendly.
You know, I love being mobile friendly, especially when I'm like on a like today, when I was at the ULI event, I'm on the boat trip. It's 10:05, and they all go, Jim, we just got your email. It was great. It felt like a star. Thank you very much, Sandy.
Well, I actually have clients that time their email send to when they're actually having a meeting. So they can say, look at your phone now, and you can see the email. Rather than telling people, okay, turn your cell phones off, which they still do at church, and I do turn my cell phone off for church. But
you mean that people like do their phone when God's talking to them there?
Actually, you know what? Now I have a mobile app I can use to look at the Bible and everything. But anyways, we're digressing. The whole thing is that
God bless you, Sandy.
I'm telling you, I don't even use paper anymore. It's so sad. But anyhow, if you are using mobile right, like you're saying, you're at a meeting, people can actually access your email and react to it on the spot. So I have one client that says, look at your phone, emails just came in, sign up for the next event or pay for your membership or donate now. So you could actually coordinate your marketing, making sure that it makes mobile work for you.
You know, it really makes sense to do that because it just pops the energy in the room or the meeting. It's just, it pumps me up when people are doing that because I see that the things that I put such effort in are really benefiting me.
Well, you said something right before the show started that is the real reason I got back on the phone. You told me I posted something on Facebook, check it out, right?
Yes.
So that's the other thing. You can send an email.
The Vine video.
Exactly. You can send an email or you can post something and tell people, hey, I just posted something for you guys to look. Look at your phone.
Everybody look at the Facebook page. The tease today was just absolutely awesome. I should be on TV. Why am I not on TV? Make a note to self. TV. Sandy, keep going.
Okay, so we talked a little bit about mobile from the point of view of timing. People are looking at your emails and looking at your posts differently than before. It's not just on the desktop in the morning. They're looking at it 24/7, even in traffic, even when they're behind you or in front of you.
Yeah, I know, and next to me, which is what really scares me. But one of the good things is the CCIM guys were heading over to Naples for a meeting last week, and they played the show on Bluetooth while they were heading to Naples on, like, a Friday when the show's just on, you know, like, in the internet, in the cloud, I guess is where
right,
it was
right.
Here. It was really cool, and they did not have an accident. That was not them shutting down the 75. That was not them.
So we talked about timing a little bit, and here's another thing. You want to make sure that what you are posting and sending via email is mobile-friendly. Now, you know that social is already mobile-friendly. They're ahead of the game, and Facebook especially is all over mobile. So how can you make your emails mobile-friendly? Okay, 50% of emails are opened on the phone. So that's a big impact.
Oh, yeah.
So think about it. When you look at emails, what kind of emails that you see on the phone do you react with, or do you
I hate them. If I cannot read them on my phone clearly, goodbye, goodbye,
okay. So
goodbye.
There you go.
And half the time, they don't get past the tagline to me.
Well, it used to be when I back years ago when we started email marketing, you wanted like a 10-point size because that looked aesthetically pleasing. People are looking at it on the desktop. They have ginormous monitors. Now you want to have at least 12 or 14 for regular type. And then you want to have at least 18 to 24, maybe even 36 for headlines, subheads, things like that. Keep your copy short because people don't have the attention span.
Is my copy short enough on the flyer? It's a little long, isn't it?
We're going to talk about that a little bit.
Not on this show. We only have a couple of minutes left.
Not on the show. But actually, we're going to be redoing your template to make it more mobile friendly. So one of the things I'm going to do is...
Awesome.
I am going to get rid of the sidebar. We're going to move things so that we have one column. It makes it easier because
okay,
when
well,
I look
we can still put the people on there,
oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
We're definitely going to have that.
I'm proud
and it's
of our
be,
sponsors and it, who are on that sidebar.
Well, they're actually going to have more spotlight the way that we're doing them.
Oh, excellent. I hope my sponsors are listening to that.
I am totally sensitive to sponsors. They're what makes the world go round. So we'll make sure that we treat them right. But we're going to go to one column. We're going to increase your point size a little bit. And we're going to look at the copy, shortening it a little bit. Now, if you're doing sales with mobile, you definitely want to have a strong call to action, very easy.
And be able to buy with a finger pump.
Absolutely. You want to think that you're talking to somebody who has ADD because, quite frankly, we all have ADD now.
What are you talking about? What are we talking about next, John?
No, we have a short attention span because of all the stuff that we get. They say that we have the attention span of a goldfish, which is about 8 seconds.
Well, that's why Vine is 9.
Well, there you go.
All right, then. I don't use any big video pump anymore. I use that Vine one. Wanda and I do the Vine. Hey, this is about to... And it's, we have to do it over and over again because, you know me, I always got that mouth going.
Well, you talk fast, so you could probably get a lot in 9 seconds.
Well, it's slow when I get here, but it speeds up when I get that radio thing going on.
So there you go. So strong call to action.
That means that we have 1 minute.
Okay.
Andy, you cutie pie. You
were giving me the finger. I didn't know what that meant.
Hey, usually it's Derek giving me the finger.
So big point size, to the point, short copy. You're talking to a goldfish. 8 seconds you have to get their attention. That's after they read the subject line. You only have 2 seconds for that, by the way.
It's a good thing they got a filter on these. Sandy, when are you going to come back and bring more giggles to the show?
Whenever
I love you.
You
are so caffeinated, girlfriend. All right, well, we're coming back. I want you back as soon as possible. We got to redesign that, whatever it was you said you were going to do. But, Sandy, if people want to avail themselves of your services, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, you can reach me at expressocc.com, and it's expressocc. And for workshops, it's just emarketingseminars.com.
What was that?
Emarketingseminars.com.
For you goldfish, we're going to give it to you one more time.
Emarketingseminars.com.
Glub, glub, glub. We'll be right back after this short break. D, it's all yours. We're coming back. We're going to talk Miami real estate and what drives it with our guests from CCIM. Back after this. You know, they always turn it down when it gets to the rockin'est part of that show. You guys, you should see what's going on in here. We are having the best time. And I have a great time whenever I go to my friends at Warren Henry. They take great care of me. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. We all know what that means. Complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. In fact, they're calling me now. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If you're looking to connect your business and your rainmakers with South Florida's best business opportunities, then you need to get connected with South Florida Business and Wealth. To learn more, visit sfbwmag.com.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we've got a treat. We've got John Dalm. He's a SIOR, CCAM, CFP, LMNOP. He's a partner in Infiniti Commercial Real Estate. John's been a broker down here for 25 years. He grew up down here. I could go through the three pages of qualifications he have. Just remember that he is the 2015 chairman of the board of the Miami Association of Realtors. John, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, we're glad to have you. And what I really want to understand, you know, we build this as an overview of the industrial market, but I really think maybe what we want to do is talk about what the market driver is. The market's hot, the market's strong. There we did the overview. What's the driver behind it?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things is what we're doing here in South Florida after we're really a little over 100 years old. You know, Miami was really not much until about 1896 when Henry Flagler brought a railroad down here. 1896, they incorporated the city of Miami. That was a year after he had brought the railroad to the New River in Broward County. So here we are 120 years later, and we're really rebuilding a lot of what was started back then. As a result, once we opened this up to people coming down, we were able to open it up to trade as well. One of the reasons Flagler brought that railroad down back at the turn of the century was to trade with Cuba, to trade with South America, and to be able to get ships coming in from China. It was almost a new Silk Route coming through the Panama Canal that was to be finished in 1913.
So it sounds to me like then you're making a case that Miami is the city of the century.
It really is. It's 100 years for Broward County. It's a little over 100 for Miami. And here we are rebuilding everything that was started back then. The Panama Canal is being basically rebuilt with a whole new set of locks. It's not being widened, it's being expanded. And what we're doing here in Miami and Fort Lauderdale at Port Everglades is to build the channels so that they can accommodate the new ships that will be able to come through the canal. They're much deeper, they take a lot more space side to side, and of course they hold a lot more containers.
Now, if we've got more containers and more ships going through both of these ports, it sounds to me like Miami is beginning to become the international transshipment and marine center point the way New York, Singapore, London, Hong Kong have in the past and continue. So it sounds to me like you're saying it's Miami's time.
Yeah, it really is Miami's time. And what you said is interesting because a lot of people have said, well, how are we going to compete with places like Freeport, Grand Bahamas? How are we going to compete even with places like Savannah that have a lot more warehousing space? They have rail coming right in. The difference is those are isolated places, and the world is not flocking to them to live there. We have a number of things going for us at once. Not only do we have the deep water seaports, which are taking in all these goods, and by the way, there's a nice book coming out called 90% of Everything. It talks about how 90% of everything in the world is shipped by sea, by ocean carrier.
Wow. And then it also it also hits up with the railroad distribution.
Yes, yeah.
And so we've got that going on, too,
right now. We have that going on, and we have two international airports that are being completely rebuilt. You got Miami International now that's the largest international cargo airport in America, the ninth largest in the world. You got Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport that's starting to bring international flights in. Miami, by the way, hit its 100th carrier last month. And then, of course, you've got the ability to transship between air and sea. Almost everything comes in by ocean, but it goes out by air.
You know,
it goes out by Amazon, et cetera.
You know, so Amazon, you know, I heard a topic the other day that industrial's the new retail, and I guess that's with Amazon starting to beat out the corner distribution points.
Yeah.
And now it sounds to me like we also have incredible pressure on job growth through this.
We do. We have all the jobs that'll be used to that'll be serving these industries. And of course, one of the great things is that we're starting to see things that we never saw before. We're starting to see something called reverse logistics, which is the return goods. We take for granted when we order something here that we can just turn around and ship it back. We can put the flat screen TV in a box and send it back to where it came from. If you're living in South America, you can't do that. You have to have a central point to send it to, and that central point would most likely be Miami, which is regarded by a lot of people as being the capital of South America. If South America were a country, Miami would be the capital.
Well, it sounds to me like it's a perfect place for them and a great place. Absolutely a great place for all of them.
Yeah, it really is. It starts to, you look at what we're doing. I like to tell people we're rebuilding the entrance to America, basically, through Miami. It used to be through New York. But now what we have is a cultural similarity to the entire hemisphere south of us. We are the closest point of entry for ships coming through the Panama Canal from China. And we're also the logical city to do business, almost like a Zurich or a Singapore, with cities in Miami if you're coming from other continents. I mean, with cities in South America if you're coming from other continents. So you start to add all those things together. We've got this cultural mix that's unlike any other place in the world. We really have, we're almost like a Sydney, like a Zurich here. We have so many different cultures. The students in Miami public schools come from 160 countries, speak 58 languages. It's just extraordinary. And this causes people to feel comfortable moving their businesses.
Now, John,
South Florida.
We've got, you know, Frank just called in. Frank, are you on the line?
Yeah, yes, I am. I am on the line. Welcome, John Dom, one of the very best CCIMers and SIORs and a great supporter of our group. How are you guys?
Great, thanks.
Oh, Frank, thanks for calling in, Frank. Frank's the president of the Miami CCIM, so he's calling in and giving us all the high five. Hey, Frank, thanks for having us out at the event.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it. And, you know, we sent out to all of our attendees all the interviews that occurred. They received them in their email, and anyone that's interested can actually reach out to us via email and request them to you. I mean, we have all the links to the show. It's phenomenal. We're having a great response on that. And definitely now you have definitely one of our greatest.
Well,
John knows everything about every single aspect of infrastructure here in town.
Well, we're talking to him now about the infrastructure. So, Frank, stick around if you want. But, John,
thank
you so much, Frank, and chime in if you have some more comments. So what about infrastructure? Because infrastructure around here, I'm going to just use a dirty word, blows. I mean, everybody in traffic that thinks infrastructure blows, toot your horn right now. Oh, my God. It's deafening.
It's almost like we're rebuilding everything at the same time. We've got the 836, 826 going on. We haven't even started yet that crazy, what we call confusion corner, where you try to go from the Palmetto Expressway to I-95 North, and you feel like you've gotten off of it three times before you actually get back on the expressway. All that will be rebuilt. The Don Shula will have exits down south of 120th. We'll have the Gratney Expressway is going to be a really interesting model that's elevated. And, of course, we've got one of the problems we have in South Florida, I know you and I were talking that we're both natives here. If you remember when we built
And we're restless.
Yeah. When we built I-95, it really created an inner city where we never had one before. Had we actually been able or had the technology to elevate I-95 back then, it would have been a lot better. Traffic could have flowed under it. We wouldn't have those problems. So now what we're doing is rebuilding all this stuff.
Well, John, we've got about three minutes left, and I really, you're rocking the house. Frank, how are we doing? No, Frank left. We were blowing up Frank.
I'm here. I just muted you guys for courtesy. How are we doing with what?
How are we doing on the radio representing the CCIMs, Frank?
Oh, no, listen, we're absolutely very, very excited to have you on board and to be working with our group. And all the CCIMs definitely want to come on your show. And our lineup is, I think 6 months out at this point.
Whoa,
so.
High five. Well, I got to get John. John's got some great stuff. Keep rolling, John. We've got like 2 minutes left
Well, I
now.
Just have to tell you about the CCIMs. One great thing about the CCIM group is that a lot of people are making deals down in South Florida. It's almost like you can't do anything wrong right now. Everything is selling. People are buying from all over the world. The CCIMs are the people that really do understand the deals.
They're highly educated. Yeah. They work the deals. Yeah. These men and women are on the streets at all times getting the information people need to make good decisions.
It's an extraordinary
group. And we invest ourselves in the deals. It's the big difference. We sell it to ourselves mentally so that then we can sell it to our clients and make a commission.
Well, John, if people want to get in touch with you and use your expertise in their businesses with real estate and other things, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, I'm easy. I'm John at infinitycommercial.net. But the CCIM group, Frank, you probably have the best website for that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. It's flccim.com.
And that's got us all on it.
Okay, we've got one more minute, John.
Yeah.
What is your one takeaway on what's going on here in South Florida, knowing that the apartment guys are holding? Hey, how are the apartment guys doing? We'll be right with you. John.
I would say just be a little patient with the rebuilding of South Florida. It took us 100 years to wear it out, and we'll be able to put it back together, I think, within the next two or three. We'll have the dredges finished at Port Miami. The one will be started and finished at Port Everglades in 5 years. We've got moving the tri-rail from the west side of 95 to the east side, all aboard Florida coming in. This will be great for people. We've got the largest technology conference in the eastern United States, coming back again this year for the second time.
We'll have them on the show in about a month.
Yeah, so we are becoming regarded as an import-export hub, as a great place for education, innovation, for technology, and really a great place to live.
Well, John, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Frank, thanks for delivering John and all these great guests.
Yep. You can have John probably another five times.
Amazing. We'll be right back after this short message. We're going to talk apartment markets with two of the titans, Jay Jacobson of Stiles and Callum Parrott of Mill Creek. We'll be back after this talking apartments. Take it away, D.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving.
All right, you know, when he does it all the time, he tamps it down right before it really gets rocking. But D's sitting there listening to it with his headsets on, that big smile. He's rocking and rolling. You should be, too. Because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. And you know, it always has that personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime. For 4 years, always the best price, always the best service, always our friends at Warren Henry.
Hi, I'm Sally Nicholas, Associate Publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth. Taken monthly, South Florida Business and Wealth magazine provides insightful, strategic knowledge that will keep you on top of the business news and up-to-the-minute opportunities that will make the difference to your bottom line. www.sfbwmag.com to learn more.
You know, I'm a high-powered executive. Just ask me, I'll tell you. And as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and I know that you do too. And with a U Health Executive Physical, that's what you get. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from a personal concierge to guide you through your visit to a customized preventive health care plan. It's going to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust U Health to take care of you. I do. It allows you to take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738. I'm going to say it again for the Jets fans. I'm going to go slower. 305-243-2738.
Fans, now's the time to reserve your seat at Marlins Park for the 2015 season. Don't miss a minute of the action as your Miami Marlins battle for the National League East crown with season ticket plans starting at just $380. Or take advantage of the new $15 per game full season plan with great seat locations and a free Marlins jersey for every two seats purchased. Place your deposit today and start enjoying all the savings and benefits of a Marlins season ticket holder. Call 1-877-MARLINS or go to marlins.com/2015tickets today.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
In Pembroke Pines, accident in the clearing stage is 75 northbound at Pines Boulevard, but you might find some residual delays there. Miami-Dade is stop and go northbound 95. That's between State Road 112 and the Golden Glades, looking at a 15-minute delay through there. And an accident has the shoulder block, State Road 112. That's westbound at 17th Avenue, slow from 95. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and I've been working to set this segment up for a long time. I want to remind everybody to ride DCC. Go to ridecc.com to fight cancer. It's this weekend. Pitch in. Let's beat cancer. And, of course, you just heard it. I want to welcome the Miami Marlins back to the show. I'm going to dive right in. I'm a season ticket holder. You should, too. They're going to challenge for the National League crown. My God, it sounds great. Hey, we're talking about apartments now. Apartments in South Florida are big business, and I've got two of the biggest people in the business. Callum Parrott, he's with Mill Creek. I've got Jay Jacobson, he's with Styles. Guys, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, Jay, you're a UF guy going to the FSU event. I won't hold that against you, but let's start with you. You know, you've been in the market for quite some time. Tell me a little bit about what you see coming to the market. You know, people see all kinds of things going up. It seems like there are no obstacles out there for development. What do you think?
Well, you know, saying that, thank you for having us on.
Pleasure.
Saying that I've been in this business for quite a while is a nice way of telling me I'm an old guy.
That's true.
But, you know, there are plenty of obstacles. Look, it's incredibly difficult to find land that's appropriate for apartment development, which is, you know, to some people is a lot different than land for condo development. The product types are completely different. And the obstacles that most municipalities are putting in front of everybody right now are daunting, to say the least. I think we're pretty much in Dade and Broward County, almost out of already approved, ready-to-go, shovel-ready sites. Anything that you do, you got to be able to, you got to manufacture your sites.
Now, Callum, what do you think? We talked about land there, but that's not the only thing that goes into these deals. How about the cost profile of what you're doing? And tell me a little bit about what component labor plays in that.
Yeah, Jim, I didn't have this. I couldn't hear Jay there, but I guess he talked about land values.
Yes, sir, and how tough it is to find appropriate land.
Sure. Yeah, you know, construction costs is probably one of our other big challenges. Labor, materials, you know, if you go 50-50 on that, we've seen a shortage of labor with all the with all the business we're seeing today. And we're seeing good old profit taking, which we're seeing probably in the last year or so up 15-20% higher in certain trades. That's really made it difficult on us. Structure alone is up. And so that's probably been our biggest challenge in making these deals work.
Now, guys, I'm going to ask you both the same question this time. What do you think that the increase in cost, what's the impact on the average person on the street looking to rent an apartment today? Jay, you start.
Well, I think in the last 4 years, the average rent increases in South Florida has probably been up, I'd say 7% a year.
Wow.
Year over year, and that's been fairly consistent. I think maybe it's 7-9% in some markets. And, you know, it maybe it's leveling off a little bit now, but it still hasn't come down below 4% or so. I mean, it's been a major impact.
Now, Callum, we always estimate rental rates in a per square foot basis, but the tenant always looks on it on a per pound basis. What's been the impact of the cost increases to renters? Let's call it on a per bedroom basis. I think they can relate to that.
Sure. You know, I think that might be the silver lining, Jim. You know, we've seen... last cycle, $2 rents, $2.50 rents were kind of the top.
And that's per square foot, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So on a chunk rent basis or the absolute basis you're talking about, you know, mid-rise product, high-rise products, you know, we're starting in the $2,200 unit range. That was, $1,800 last cycle. So we've seen rents keep up, if not surpass, where they were. So that is the silver lining here. How far we go is the next question, and I'm not sure anybody has that answer.
And now I'm going to go back to Jay. Jay, what are the product types that you're able to deliver in this type of environment? Because I know Styles is builds all over Dade and Broward and Palm Beach County. You're in the urban core. You're in the suburban core, which I would call like maybe a Coral Gables versus downtown Miami. And you're out there in the hinterlands building also. What's the difference between the product you're building now and what you built the last cycle?
Yeah, well, there's really no difference. I mean, we specialize in and we exclusively build in urban centers. The hinterlands that you said, you know, we would define that as a downtown plantation, which is its own suburban urban market. But, you know, we're concentrating on very special, very specific sites, downtown Fort Lauderdale, downtown Coral Gables, the Merrick Park area surrounding Coral Gables. I'm not a player in downtown Miami because I think, it's just starting to get a little bit too pricey for our investors. But, we're very specific. We want urban product. We want to be able to attract that leading edge of the baby boom generation. We were building units that are a little bit larger than the average market, and we specialize in mid-rise and high-rise product right now.
And Callum, how are you seeing things? Because I knew you guys have built what we'll call suburban deals in the past. You've been able to find and execute on that. What's the difference between your product that you're delivering now and what you delivered in the last cycle, which was maybe at this point 10 years ago?
Sure. You know, Jim, last cycle we were predominantly a garden suburban builder with a few mid-rise deals. This cycle is complete flip-flop. I would say we're 85%, if not 90%, mid-rise, high-rise, and that's across the Southeast, quite frankly. That includes St. Pete, Miami, Atlanta, very few suburban deals. In South Florida, it's east to 95 is typically the mantra. There are some garden deals getting done in the Orlando market, for instance, maybe the Carolinas, but our focus is really we're trying to find those value, those really good deals in those infill markets.
Now, we heard John from the CCIMs talking about how they're improving infrastructure, and that's going to help people get around. But what I'm seeing in the apartment market, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you're building projects where people can live and they can have great amenities around them, either on the project or walk to. And so it seems like as you're building in these urban environments, you're creating really wonderful live and work and play type of situations. I'm going to reverse it this time. Callum, what do you think?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. You know, we want all of our communities to be walkable. The higher the walk score, the better. Everything we've done, mid-rise or high-rise, is walkable. In South Florida, mass transit is not as big as in other major metros, but for instance, the deals we're doing down in the Dadeland area, people will use that metro station. They will walk 1,000 feet to that station, and they'll like the benefit of having the shopping at the mall there. Coral Gables, same way. We're a block off Miracle Mile there, very walkable. People can park their cars on the weekends and basically not have to use them until, you know, work on Monday, assuming they're not near Dagland train station.
And, now, Jay, what do you think? Because you guys also have a lot of retail tenants that follow you. That makes for a really very good project.
Yeah, it does. You know, we're one of the few companies that, you know, cover all asset classes. I mean, we were experts in commercial, retail, and residential. So sometimes a lot of the retail deals as a mixed-use end game kind of drive what kind of residential we build either on top of it or next door to it. So, we, you know, we understand what the retailers want. We understand where they want to go. And if we can add a couple hundred units along with that retail, it's that much better. I mean, I can echo exactly what Callum said. We're looking for locations, and we're building locations that people can walk to. They're not going to give up their cars. This is still South Florida, and, you know, as Callum said, the transit system is not the way, you know, it's not up to snuff as you get in some other major cities around the country. So people will keep their cars, but if they can park them when they get home and be able to take care of 90 or more percent of their daily business by just walking out their front door, that makes for an incredibly well-leased and valuable apartment complex.
Now, another question, what do you think is the most interesting amenity that you've added to one of your projects? Because there have been a lot of new things that have been going in, and I know that everybody is trying to compete on the little frills that you put on. Jay, back to you.
Well, you know, everyone's pretty much doing what everyone else does. The two biggest things that we're trying in a couple of our buildings in our high-rise right off of Las Olas in downtown Fort Lauderdale, in the parking deck and parking garage itself, we've got a significant number of private garages. So we'll lease you a garage for $300, $400 extra a month, and it's like having a garage in your single-family home. You get your own clicker, your own garage door, and enough space to park one to two cars. For people like that, for the security, the safety, and, you know, just the ability to keep their car a little bit safer than parking in a field of a parking deck. And the second is how do you handle all the dogs that people bring in? If you make the decision as an owner-operator to allow pets in your building, you know, 60, 70% of your residents will come with a dog, at least one, sometimes two. So, you know, we've got, you know, dog rooms, dog babysitting rooms, dog washing stations, dog parks. One of our high-rises, we're actually planning a dog pool. So folks with, you know, dogs who want to go take a swim can do it. So you just got to make it your development is convenient and built to the lifestyle of your residents.
Listen,
really demand.
Listen, I know both you guys are at events right now, and I really appreciate you calling in. If you want, we can kick you over into the next segment. If you've got to go, let me know. Callum, you got to go?
No, I'm good.
All right, Jay?
I'm good.
Oh, high five. We'll be back after this short break with more great apartment talk from two of the top guys in town. D, it's yours, but make it short. All right, D's rocking out, but he did keep it short because he knows I want to talk about Warren Henry. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. In the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased all my Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price each time because they guaranteed it. The best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, you even get personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. Sounds like those apartment guys need it. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always our friends at Warren Henry.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Fans, now's the time to reserve your seat at Marlins Park for the 2015 season. Don't miss a minute of the action as your Miami Marlins battle for the National League East crown, with season ticket plans starting at just $380. Or take advantage of the new $15 per game full season plan with great seat locations and a free Marlins jersey for every two seats purchased. Place your deposit today and start enjoying all the savings and benefits of a Marlins season ticket holder. Call 1-877-MARLINS or go to marlins.com/2015tickets today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're having a great time talking apartments with two of the, I'm going to just say the word, titans, because that's what these guys are. They've been around for a long time, of the apartment building industry. Callum Parrott, he's the big cheese over at Mill Creek Residential, and Jay Jacobson, he runs the apartment development group over at Styles. Hey, guys, welcome back, and thanks for sticking around.
My pleasure.
All right, so where do you see the next great apartments being built, guys? Because we've talked about all the usual suspects, but let's give the guys here that are listening and gals a little red meat. Where is the apartment market for development heading next? Okay, Jay, you're stunned, so you go first.
Stunned. You know, the issue we have in South Florida is you can't go west anymore. You know, you kind of hit that magic line of the Everglades. So, you know, you can start seeing a lot of infill in the suburban to urban locations, you know, Plantation, downtown of Sunrise. You're going to see a lot more, you know, in South Miami, South Dade. Everything east, you're going to start seeing, you know, old shopping centers being torn down, car dealerships being relocated. And, you know, those sites then become infill, either residential or mixed-use sites. You know, outside of South Florida, we're real bullish on Raleigh, Nashville. Charlotte is a very, very stable market. And, you know, I'm basically following my retail development group up to those three markets, and we're delivering projects up there also.
Well, that sounds really great. Callum, what do you see as the future for good locations for development here in South Florida? Because it sounds like Jay says, just look up, because that's where it's going.
Yeah, you know, we, Jim, I think we'll continue to prospect in the same locations, the urban infill areas. I think we'll probably push the boundaries within those areas. You know, Miami's probably a great example, if not the best example, where we've got zones in that part of the city, the greater city of Miami, that were not pioneered last cycle, that are completely transformed this cycle. Fort Lauderdale, same way. We did some business last cycle in areas that, you know, you wouldn't walk at night, and today they house 2,000 units of some of the nicest mid-rise product from, we did some stuff, Related has some stuff, Styles has done some great stuff in Fort Lauderdale. You know, maybe, if we had a zone that has not been pioneered completely, it's probably West Palm. How deep that market is, I don't know, but, you know, the net answer is we will continue to engineer sites, create opportunities within these urban core markets, east of 95, close to walkable amenities.
Now, you know, I lived here and you guys developed here when institutional capital, we'll just use the term, redlined the market for years and just wouldn't give it a second look, and we'll just say for whatever reason. Now it seems like Miami is an international hotspot for capital deployment by institutions, and you guys are institutional capital deployment vehicles. What is capital telling you guys about South Florida? We'll reverse it again and start with Callum.
You know, show us more deals, Jim. We have.
I'm trying. Tell Jeff to move his fingers.
I know it. He's listening, so I'm sure he will. You know, it's they can't get enough. The all of our partners are very interested in finding the right opportunities in these locations. Everyone has a different interest level and location interest level. But net though, it's still great place to be. You know, we have the benefit of actually operating these properties, so we have good intel on just how good these markets are, and they're still great. So until that changes, I think we'll keep the red pins away, and we won't redline these markets for quite some time.
Now, Jay, you know, the Stiles model has always utilized a lot of high net worth investors. What's their perspective of this market? Because with them, it's their money.
Yeah, it's true. You know, the private capital guys are that we've invested or invested alongside of us for the last 40 years is, you know, are really bullish. I think all of those guys, of course, they're incredibly smart because they've been incredibly successful, think that Miami and South Florida in general is really coming to its own. It's become an international gateway city. It's not only attracting the tourist dollars, it's attracting, you know, corporate investment dollars. It's still attracting flight capital. It has become, you know, as big
Jim,
of a destination.
Jim says he wants you to sign the contract.
Yes, exactly. Guys, please. Hey, listen, we only really have a minute left, so I kind of want to get one last micro bite from each of you. Jay, what's a good takeaway for everybody about apartments in South Florida today?
Look, it's a strong business. It's incredibly robust. It is a segment of housing that is come of age. It's, you know, 35% to 40% of the population in Dade County and Broward County are renters. There's an incredibly large cohort of millennials and leading edge of the baby boomers that are all moving into apartments. It's a good time to be in business.
Cal, quick takeaway, because Jay ate up a lot of our time.
He always does, Jim. between you and him, it's hard to get any word in edgewise.
But rock, dude.
You know, I think the net takeaway, Jim, on the marketplace is, given the right sponsor, the right location, we are in a very healthy situation in South Florida. And so I think we're in kind of the mid-innings here, and I think this market's got legs.
Awesome. Awesome. Guys, I need you back in the studio next time so we don't have any of the garble in the back, because this is great. You guys are terrific. Thanks for coming on the show. Jay Jacobson of Stiles and Callum Parrott of Mill Creek, two great guys and two big movers in the apartment market here in South Florida.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Take care, Cal. Bye.
My pleasure, guys. Hey, I want to thank all my guests today. We had Sandy Abbott from Expresso Marketing. We had John Dahm from the CCIMs. We had Callum and Jay. Wow, they were just smoking great, giving away all the good info. Hope you had your pen and your tape recorder going. And oh, by the way, if you didn't have your tape recorder going, come back tomorrow or the next day. It'll be all up on our website, www.freedombusiness.com. It's incredible to me how many hits that thing gets. I must be doing a good job. Am I doing a good job? I got the thumbs up because he didn't know where to push the button. Just get to know that. Get to know that a little bit, D. All right, I want to thank our guests. I want to thank Kind Snacks for being a sponsor. Our other sponsors, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIMs, NFL trainer Tarek Maddox. He's the guy that trains Frank Gore and me. UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, and you heard it, the Miami Marlins. They're back, and they're going to challenge for the crown this year. Social Media 305, Lawrence Kids, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and my favorite of all, UHealth. Thank you to all our listeners, because without you, I have no show. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, see Sandy's video that I was talking about, and like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us your comments, your feedback, tell us who you want to hear from. More Jay, tell me. At Jim Freed, at Freed on Business on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Our website gets a lot of hits. I'm amazed at what's going on there. If you missed the show, it'll be on the website, www.freedonbusiness.com. It's Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. Thursday at 5, because I'll be here, and I just love doing this stuff. Now, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Remember, we're going to have this up on the website. You better listen. I'll see you guys next week.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't know that I've been. South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy. But down at home, they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 47.
motorcycle, speedy drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack.